100.1 The X. Who's on the line right now, I wonder?
I'm Peanut from 311, and I'm a minute late, so forgive me.
A minute late? Oh, yes, you should be ashamed of yourself, Aaron.
I am. I'm wallowing in shame.
Don't even remotely worry about it, my friend. So, hey, how's it going? By the way, just introduce everyone. Everyone meaning you. Bassist Aaron Peanut Wills is on the line from 311. How are you, bud?
I'm wonderful. It's a beautiful day in California. Can't wait to be in Nevada.
Well, I'm going to have to correct you right off the bat. People are going to get mad at me if I don't. We say Nevada here. We know it's technically wrong, but that's just how we say it.
I said, what did I say?
You said Nevada.
Oh, I said Nevada.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I know. It's a horrible.
I've been practicing my asana, my asana.
That's a good point.
That's Indian.
Oh, I see. Well, then you're stuck in that vowel mode, so I totally get it. Very cool.
I didn't know. No one's ever corrected me before. I love being socially awkward with locals.
Oh yeah, no.
I've made a career out of it.
And everyone's telling me, Ian, don't correct a musician, and I just went ahead and did it, and that was very rude of me, so I apologize. so you have a little bit of a break through this massive tour. You just did what? I think it was 3 dates in Louisiana not too long ago, right?
Right. We did 2 shows in the same place in New Orleans, right in the middle of Mardi Gras. So the shows started really late, and then we went to Lake Charles, like 3 hours away, and rocked a casino, which was really, really fun. All of which was like kind of throwback style, sweaty, just kind of madness. Very, very awesome.
That's awesome. And in case people don't know, this is a huge achievement for you guys. 30th anniversary tour. It's 50 dates in 50 states. And you don't have a lot of bands with this kind of longevity. I mean, when you first started way back in what, it was 88, right about there. Did you think you were going to be around in 30 years?
It was 90 with me. Like, there's a different version of the band without me and SA that existed in 88.
Oh, I gotcha.
But that doesn't count because there's, I mean, you can't have 311 without SA. I mean, think about Down. There'd be a minute of silence before the chorus began.
That's true enough.
Yep. So yeah, we started in 90. Our tour manager, who's 10 years older than me to the date exactly, we share a June 5th birthday. It was his wild idea to play all 50 states. And I'm like, well, if you can do it at 55, I should be able to do it at 45. So let's do this thing.
That's so cool. I mean, I imagine you have to have such a wellspring of energy for such a tour.
Yeah, it's all about the fans and it's all about the set list. So it's all about dusting off old tunes that we should have been playing and getting out of our old pattern. So it's great. We're gonna learn a lot from this exercise.
That's really cool. And you're, in case I haven't even mentioned it yet, but you are indeed going to be here in about a week's time, March 7th at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. And people are psyched for this show. And I want to ask you, I mean, multiple genres kind of have been used to describe you guys. You got alt-rock thrown in the mix, rap rock, funk, reggae. I mean, is that on purpose? Do you just kind of go where you want to musically? Are you just kind of on a journey and you don't really think about it too much? What is the deal with that?
Yeah, well, the first song on our first album came out in 1993, was a song called Welcome, and it starts off with like a reggae groove, real like rootsy reggae groove. And then we go straight into like we turn it into a rock riff. You know, we press the distortion pedals, we start banging the crash cymbals, and we start rapping over the top of it. And that's just what we were feeling. I mean, we were emulating our heroes, of course, in the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Fishbone and Jane's Addiction, and a Dutch band called Urban Dance Squad, and a little-known band called 24/7 Spies. We were taking from all of that. I mean, hip-hop was just starting to break. We were listening to a lot of Public Enemy. The mashup between them and Anthrax had already happened. The same thing with Aerosmith and Run DMC, that hip-hop reimagining of Walk This Way had all happened. So we knew it was possible to have an audience and just have fun with genres. So that's exactly what we did after we kind of, you know, learned from our elders.
Cool. Very cool. And you just put out an album last year called Voyager. And kind of thinking about songwriting, what's that process been like over the last 30 years? How has it evolved? Has it kind of stayed the same way? What's it like?
I think in the first few years, we were writing really fast. We had a lot to say. The paradox is the first album that you write, you have, you know, your whole life to write it before. And then you got like a year to write your second album. And that's what we did. Our second album came out in 1994, and it cracked the Billboard Top 200 at like 198 for a week, all from just touring hard and gathering an audience of like-minded, creative music fans. And yeah, so it's tough to have ideas, but in our group, we're kind of never short of inspiration. Like we're always listening to new music. We're also always circling back to appreciate the, you know, like you said, a wellspring of energy. There's a wellspring of inspiration in the 70s. You know,
yeah.
If you just pick one, you know, decade, we could get a lifetime's worth of inspiration from that. And now we can hear anything, anytime, anywhere. You know, and that's amazing. So there's no reason to not be inspired. I mean, there's so much great new music going on. I love Grandson. I love K-Flay. I love Karangabin. I love Leon Bridges. There's so much great music going on right now, and it's easy to sit down and come up with new stuff, especially with the guys that we've been writing with for 30 years.
Wow, that's cool. And you answered my question for me. I always ask this question of musicians that I talk to is who you're listening to right now. And you just rattled off some awesome artists. Like, yeah, Leon Bridges we're playing on our station, and he's fantastic. Cool. He's bringing something new to that kind of old school genre in a sense.
Oh my gosh, he's so good. He must, I don't know, it sounds like patience. You know, it's like patience in the studio, like War on Drugs. Like, that sounds like that guy never leaves the studio, because the details that are in his music, and same with Leon Bridges, is so authentic that it's you know, instantly likable by people who can, whatever, smell the smell.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. So also, recently, I think it was last year, you went on tour with The Offspring, right?
A couple years ago, yeah. Last year with Dirty Hits.
Oh, cool. And I mean, were those like dreams come true? I mean, are there any collaborations or like bands you'd want to do shows with that you haven't yet that would just be awesome to do?
Sure. I mean, I'm like the world's biggest Ween fan. So
nice.
We played a couple festivals with them, and like, you know, speaking of unlikely long-lasting careers with mixing genres and like being professional weirdos.
Yeah.
They're the kings of that for my dollar. And they put on such a great show. It's, you know, they're shoeless and wild-eyed by the time their three-hour set is over. It's something to witness. If you haven't seen them, or like King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, or this new psychedelia that's going on, it's pretty amazing.
That's so cool.
The band Dungeon is incredible. Where are they from? They're from Scandinavia somewhere. They don't sing in English, and it sounds like a bunch of wood sprites playing metal. Like,
wow!
What could go wrong?
What could go wrong? Exactly.
And don't sleep on Baroness. Baroness is my new favorite. Oh my gosh! I can't believe they're as good as they are. Band. I was listening to them every day, watching the set being put together, because I wake up early, and I'll get a liter of coffee, put my headphones on, and listen to the new Baroness album, Golden Green, or Golden Gray.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Cool. My God, you're like a walking advertisement for like other bands. We gotta talk about you more. You're gonna be again at the GSR March 7th. I mean, for fans of the band over 30 years, what you don't have to give away too much, but tease a little bit. What can they expect at this show?
Well, we're you know, actively rehearsing really, really in a hardcore way, and having a lot of fun with it. So we're, I think we have like 150 songs that we've like got kind of under our belt, and
wow.
we're working with songbook wise, and we're saving most of them for Vegas, of course, for 311 Day. But as we're playing all these shows, we're realizing how good some of the music is that we've kind of you know let kind of dwindle away for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always excited about uncovering little gems in our songbook, because they're in there whether we know it or not. And it's really fun to air it all out on stage.
Yeah, and you kind of surprise yourself when you're like, hey, we haven't played this cool one in a while.
Yeah, and like we put all this time and effort and energy and money, you know, to be tacky about it. And these are ideas. And what we do is move air for a living. So let's do it in every way possible. There's a 311 fan for every song we have. You know,
mm-hmm.
there's hundreds, there's thousands possibly, for every single song we have. So I love the idea of really stretching it out and keeping the set list loose. You know, once we get into like a pattern, I think it kills the spontaneity of the band. And we've always been really concerned about our place in the world of musicians. Like, we don't want to just be concerned about the fans. Like, we want to be respected by musicians. So the way to do that is to play your ass off. And we play our asses off on a bunch of songs that don't get played. So it's really, like, it's fun to just open up the songbook and see what's available for us. And when we see that everything's available and there's almost no wrong that we can do because we're being supported by a huge group of people who just want us to be ourselves, then the sky's the limit.
Beautiful. And yeah, sky really is the limit with this great tour. 30th anniversary tour with 311. 50 dates in 50 states. They're at the GSR March 7th. Aaron Wills, bassist for the band, I want to thank you so much for being on the phone with me today, man. It's been good talking to you.
Yeah, it's been really nice talking with you. Thanks for the good vibe. Thanks for supporting the show. Thanks for playing music over the airwaves.
It's what we do, my friend. It's all about the music here on the X. Thanks a lot, man.
Yep, anytime. See you at the show.
All right. Bye.